The Carolina Theater sits on 6th and Tryon, and once upon a time, it hosted megastars like Elvis, Bob Hope, and Frank Sinatra. For the past 30 years, it's lain unused and neglected, but now the theater and its first-class location has three serious suitors. One's already been spurned, but the Foundation for the Carolinas and the ARC Group, which was behind the NC Music Factory, are still in contention. On Monday, the committee chose the Foundation's proposal, putting it a step away from approval. ARC Group President Noah Lazis suggests it wasn't the merits of that proposal, but the nonprofit's muscle that made the difference.
I certainly won't deny the David and Goliath comparison that we're in the room with, you know, with a big one. And, you know, they have a lot of political influence and a very influential board.
Foundation for the Carolinas claims $1 billion in assets. Both the Foundation and ARC Group want to renovate and reopen the theater with an emphasis on civic use. Both plans include a building space over the theater for both nonprofit and for-profit companies. Lazis says it should be an easy business decision.
From a business standpoint, it absolutely doesn't make sense not to give it to a group that's willing to put it on the tax rolls, willing to write a check for it, has a big civic component, and even more importantly than all this is the fact that we're willing to start construction within 18 months. The Foundation doesn't have any schedule.
The Foundation estimates it would take 3 to 5 years to get started, but its plan would also include rebuilding a lobby for the theater. More importantly, the Foundation presented a grand vision for the theater, the office building, and the entire 6th and Tryon block. It's a vision of an area at the heart of Uptown entirely dedicated to nonprofits and civic service, and it centers squarely on the acquisition of the defunct Carolina Theater.
On this 6th Street block, you've got Discovery Plays, you've got the library, Spirit Square.
Foundation Vice President Laura Smith.
We'd love to see this project help catalyze a civic campus for this area where you have an office boutique building that can house Chamber of Commerce, you know, other nonprofits that could come and be part of this larger complex.
Councilman James Mitchell heads the committee that voted for the foundation. He says it's this vision that sold him.
They talked about a comprehensive kind of redevelopment for that four block. And I think that is huge when you're talking about a transformation change that could take place. And only Foundation of Carolina can bring that to that area.
But a number of council members object to giving away the property for a buck and missing out on taxable revenue. Councilwoman Claire Fallon is leaning toward ARC's $500,000 bid.
ARC is willing to give us $500,000, put it back on the tax rolls. I'm tired of giving away stuff for nothing and getting nothing in return.
Fallon isn't on the committee that voted on Monday, but she'll get her chance December 17th. That's the day the full council will decide the theater's fate. And it's up in the air which way that will go. Four council members either voted or told WFAE they plan to vote against the $1 offer. Three voted for it, and at least four say they're undecided. And that's enough to swing the decision either way. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.